Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today is the Yortzeit of the great Gaon and Rosh Yeshiva, Shmuel Rozovsky, who was really possibly the most important Rosh Yeshiva in the modern state of Israel, in the last 75 years. It's hard to think of too many people on his level of impact. Both as the Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich, which started with, like six Bachrim, and today is a Mamlach of Torah, Baruch Hashem. Over the years, there have been so many great Talmid Chacham who've come out of Panovich, and there's so many people that Reb Shmuel taught and influenced who are themselves Rosh Yeshiva, and Mechanchim, Mechabri Svarim, Rabbanim, Balabatim Chashuvim. So that's not that there weren't other Chashuva Rosh Yeshivas, and not in any way minimizing the importance of Chayes Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Nassim Zvi Finkel, and other great, great, great Rosh Yeshiva. But Reb Shmuel was really definitely up there. And unfortunately, he died much too young. I think he was 66. Died in, it was 1979. And not only do I think I know, it's Mefurish in his wiki page. He was born the 22nd of Teves in the year Tav Reish Ayin Gimel, January 1st, 1913. He was Nifter Nebuch after tremendous Yisurim, I'm saying. He said it's like a dog eating at his bones. Just he had cancer. So he died in the 22nd of July, 1979, Chof Zayin B'Tammuz. And, the Bachrim were so attached to him. They would talk to him and learning for hours and hours. His wife had to heat up the food 7-8 times in order to, because each time she thought he was going to eat, each time she thought he was going to eat, he wasn't ready yet because he was talking to the Bachrim and learning. They'd follow him home, talk for hours. And he was less interested in the food, a lot more interested in the Torah. He was mamish on fire with the Torah. The beautiful, beautiful biography was written about him a number of years ago in Hebrew. Just to mention some of his students. Of course, at the beginning of the yeshiva started, Rav Gershon Edelstein, who is Nifter now, and his brother Rav Yaakov, Agon HaGadol, Rav Yaakov Edelstein. Shlomka Berman was a Talmud of his, Rosh Yeshiva Sponovich. Rav Beryl Povarsky, the present Rosh Yeshiva, Maran HaGoyin, Rav Beryl, his Talmud. Rav Dov Tzvi Karelenstein, the Rosh Yeshiva Grodna. Rav Tzion Rabinovitz, the great Talmud Chacham, the Biala Rebbe. Rav Yitzchak Hecker was his Edim, his son-in-law. Rav Shivan Ber Yankiv, Rav Yehuda Adis, very close to him. Rav Shivan Kol Yankiv. He only would give shiur in Panovich, but came out nowhere else. But one time he went to give a shiur in Kol Yankiv for his Talmud, Rav Yehuda Adis. Rav Baruch Weisvecker, one of the biggest Rosh Yeshivas today, and she was based in Matisyahu, was a very, very popular yeshiva in Bnei Brak. David Tzokman, we've given probably hundreds of shiurim from his Torahs. Le'elu le'elu mikol b'rchasa, amish pilei plus. Maybe we shouldn't use shvachim of Hashem on people, but amish pilei plus dikazach Rav Man. Rav Yigal Rosen, Rosh Yeshiva Sori Yisrael, Rav Gavril Yosef Levi, I'm saying these are all gdolei Rosh Yeshiva Sivar Dor. Rav Baruch Finkel, Rosh Yeshiva Smir. Rav Baruch Finkel has tens of thousands of pages of Chidushei Torah, putting out Sefer after Sefer. Nissen Toledana, Rosh Yeshiva Sheris Yosef. Rafael Yonatan Kaczynski, Rosh Yeshiva Yerucham. Shmuel Markovitz, the president of Rosh Yeshiva of Panovich. Yitzhak Ben Shachar, is Rosh Yeshiva in Kedumim, Hezder Yeshiva. Rav David Heksher, is a Rosh Yeshiva in Kol Torah, and the famous lawyer, Professor Yaakov Weinroth. So Amazing, just amazing. These are just some of the Talmidim. Obviously, he had plenty more. In his earlier life, when he was younger, he was a Talmid of Reb Shimon Shkop, one of the Gedolei Talmidei Reb Shimon Shkop. At the beginning, he didn't even understand the shir; he was so tzibrochen. But he worked and he worked and he worked. He was a Talmid. He was a Chavrus Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and eventually he was zochah to come to Eretz Yisrael. He was married first to the daughter of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, and unfortunately, for various reasons, it didn't work out. He married someone else, and she was nifteres, and then he got sick, and his first wife wanted to marry him again so she could take care of him. What a tzaddikus. So they got remarried, and she took care of him. Never he died. In any event, there's so much to say. It's a beautiful biography about him, like I mentioned, and now I'd just like to review a beautiful, beautiful hesped. It's a whole sefer, Kibbo HaShemesh, Hespedim on Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. 163 pages of great Rabbanim being maspid this fire of a Rosh Yeshiva. So really we should go through all of them. But at this time we're just going to see what Reb Chaim Friedlander, one of his early Talmidim, said. Was later Mashgiach in Yeshivas HaNegev, and later on in Yeshivas Ponovich. So this is what he said in Yeshivas HaNegev, back in the summer of 79. The mitzvah of Hesped is to be Mesaper b'shivcho shel meis, which is very difficult. It says in Nechus Kibud Aveim, Nechus Kavod Talmud Chacham, Rashi says, you're not allowed to be machri, you're not allowed to say, and soyser dvarv, you're not allowed to say, yeah, I think the other guy is right, and not my father, not my rabbi. So the Rama writes, and Rashi, Rama, writes that, it's pshita. So he says, you're not allowed to say your rabbi is right. It's also not derech eretz to say that your rebbe is right. Not only to say that somebody else is wrong. Not only to contradict your father and say somebody or your rebbe, or say somebody else is right and your father or rebbe is wrong. But moreover, you're not allowed to say that your father or rebbe is right. Who are you to say you're right? I nichshol occasionally sometimes, and I say to my mother, "You're right." Oh, and I catch myself. No, you're not allowed to say that. I want to say it to make her feel good, you know. But you're not allowed to say that you're right. Who are you to say you're right? She needs me to say she's right. Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuflin Gimel, Amar Leih Rav Shmuel Bar Rav, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Achim Be'Hespeda De'Hosam Kaimna. So the mace is present at the Hesped. So, in Hilchos Kavod Talmud Chacham, it says when you're machriya, you're not allowed to be machriya b'fanav, in front of him. So when you're giving a hesped, so it says Rav Chaim Friedlander, rather Rebbe's here right now. So as a Talmud, how can I be misaper b'shivcho? I'm machriya him. I'm saying you're right, Rebbe. You're a gavaldik. You're a tzaddik. You're a goyim. So it's being like being machriya him. He's here. It's b'fanav. Achim be'espeda, get hot in my hesped. The Hasan Kimna, I'm standing there. The mace is there at the hesped. So, what we can say is that what's no ge'ah to us, what we lack. You know, when someone's nifter, we don't only lack them a week later, a month later, when we remember them. We lack them every day. The world doesn't have the Chofetz Chaim anymore. The world lacks the Chofetz Chaim every day for the last 90 years. The world lacks the Vilna Gaon. The world lacks the Baal Shem Tov. The world lacks the Rambam. The world lacks the Rashba. world lacks like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir and Abaye and Rava and Yoshua and Moshe Rabbeinu, all these people, we lack them today. So you have to feel the chisaron. So Moreno HaRosh Yeshiva Zikur Tomi HaShemayim be a Marbitz Torah be a Meinu, not only to be a Mamet Talmidim, to be a Mamet Ador of Rosh Yeshivas. And these Rosh Yeshivas have Talmidims. How many Talmidims Rav Shmuel have? Thousands. Because he's Mamet of Rosh Yeshiva, he's Mamet of Man and Kfar Hasidim, Yeshivas Knesset Chizkiyahu, he's Mamet of Weizbecker, he's Mamet all the Rosh Yeshivas we mentioned before and many others. And many Magide Shiur. And they have Talmidim. And these Talmidim have Talmidim. And their children. Thousands and thousands. It says in Chazal, Ra'a Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzadikim Muatim B'shaslam B'chol Dor V'dor. Kadosh Baruch Hu B'tchilas HaBriya Ra'a Kol Tzarchei Dor V'dor U'lefi Zeh Shatal Chachmei Dor B'chol Dor V'dor V'etzil kol dor v'dor ha'yidei talmidei chachamim elo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put talmidei chachamim in every generation. And that's how we save the generations. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did before the war. He brought the Rosh Yeshiva over from Europe. And he saved him from the typhus, from the inferno. From the blazing inferno of the Nazi oppression, Rachmana Litzlan. And he put him in Eretz Yisrael. Chazal say about the door of Yechonia, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Higlas HaCherish V'Samazgir. And these are the Talmidei Chachamim. Chazal explained when it says in the Pasuk Cherish Maratzim Lechamim, when they open their mouths, everybody's silent. Kulam Cherishim. So when the time of the Churban, Shekadosh Baruch Hu sent them to Gaulus, they shouldn't die, they should be king for Torah and Gaulus. So here was Fakir, the Kadosh Baruch Hu took him from the Galus and brought him Eretz Yisrael. And they were in the right direction to continue the Shasharis HaTorah, the Messaris of his Rebbe, Reb Shimon Shkop. It's Torah, Mamish, so Bishmak. His Behirus, his clarity, his Berirus, his Amelus B'Torah, Yomam B'Layla, was Lahafli Kol Kulo Shakur B'Limud HaTorah. Where he'd be Amel, and he'd make sure everything was sweet. If it wasn't sweet, he said, no, we're not getting it. It has to be sweet. Mesikus HaTorah. I think that was him. He said, if you don't get it, it was one of his Talmidim. If you don't get it, then you're not Benana, then it means you didn't understand it. That was the Talmud Reb Tzion Feldman. That's what he used to say. Maybe it was Reb Shmuel also. Anyway, Friedlander was one of the Miyastim of Panovich. So he still remembers the beginning when there was Mamish. He would speak and learning, Reb Shmuel would speak and learning with his brother, Reb Yosef Rzovsky Zatzal. Hakirot ra'adu, the walls shook. They would scream till the heavens. That's what Reb Shmuel used to say, that the Torah was given by kolos ubrakim. The Torah was given with fire and brimstone. So, when we learn, it has to be with fire and brimstone. Just like the Torah was given, kinesi nasa. And in the end, it was vayv besufa. The Gemara says, first they're enemies and then they love each other. Loved each other very much, brothers. The boys used to stand around him in the yeshiva, like I said, and talk and learning for hours. One day he used to go into the Chazon Ish and talk and learning. And one time he left, the Chazon Ish said to Rav Shlomo Kohn, famous Makuriv to the Chazon Ish, you should know that he's the He's the biggest Rosh Yeshiva of our door. So Rosh Shlomo called, but he's the biggest Rosh. There are other Rosh Yeshivas too. Why dafka him? It's Yeshivas Chevron. There are other yeshivas around. Very choshev Rosh Yeshivas. So Rosh Shlomo, so the Chazon Ish said, because of his lahavus. Nobody has this lahavus, the enthusiasm of Rabbi Shmuel. It's interesting, that story, that the Chazon Ish said the lahavus. He didn't say because of his Torah, because I think the Chazon Ish's Torah and Rabbi Shimon's Torah and Rabbi Shmuel's Torah are very different Torahs, meaning the Derech Halimut. Even though according to one story, he told the Chazon Ish a chiddush, and the Chazon Ish said, I have that also on my sefer. I said the same thing. So sometimes I guess they were, he was mechaving to the Chazon Ish, but he said what impressed him about Rav Shmuel was his lahavas, his enthusiasm, and that's going to be mashpi and the Talmidim, and it's going to give them dveikus b'Torah. The briskly he was going to, they wanted to make him put him on the base in Agodo. And the highest based in Eretz Yisrael, because Reb Shmuel was, you know, a labor to get Sefer Torah, you know, Chosh and Mishpat backwards and forwards, all the Notzei Kelim and all the Lumdus. And the Brisker Rav said, don't let him go. Don't let him go. He's not Stam Rosh Yeshiva. He's the Rosh Yeshiva, even though, again, the Derech of Reb Shimon and the Derech of Brisk was a very different Derech also, even though Brisk is closer to Reb Shimon than the Chazon Ish. But the Brisker Rav understood, Velvel, that he's Haros Yeshiva. Just to get the years, the Chazon Ish was Nifter in the mid-50s. And the Brisker Rav, I think it was 1962. And Reb Shmuel is 1979. So Reb Shmuel is younger than both of them. But they both were tremendously misspelled from Reb Shmuel. Every morning we say, Brichas HaTorah, V'harivna. Lasik B'divrei Torah. Before we get to V'harivna, it also has to be V'harivna. Say lasik b'divrei Torah. Don't say lomo Torah. This is the task. Lasik, because we have to be oisik. We have to be involved with all of our kochos. And then we say it should be sweet. What bracha? What mitzvah do we have? A bracha that it should be sweet. No other mitzvah than limud Torah. Because that's the mitzvah of limud Torah. That it should be sweet. And we ask, that's the only way to give it over to our kids, if it's sweet. And our children are also going to want to learn it. If we have it in our pnimius, v'harav milashon arevus is sweetness, also tarovus mixed in, it's part of us. So if it's part of us, we can give it over to our kids properly. It's not just something external. Kulanu yoidei shemecha, should be yediyah. Adam yodetz chav ishto, the famous Igle Tal. That's the ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is the tainuk, it's the hana. It's not a lack of lishma, that is the lishma. It's a lashon of chazal, v'hayu dvarim smechem kinesinosim misinai. Because things are clear, the Torah is clear, and it's because it's said b'simcha. That's a simon that there's dveikus. One time they brought him the new ritvas. I guess it was the Mosad Rav Kook ritvas, and they showed him that a chiddush of his. The ritva said, they brought him the new ritvas. He said, let's make a lechayim. He was so happy. Simchas HaTorah. Klal Yisrael didn't want to build a Beis HaMikdash Hasheni until HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them to be Megala Razei Torah. It says in Pirkei HaCholos. Is a mystical work, which apparently was written in the time of Tanaim and Amoraim. So it says there that Klal Yisrael didn't want Hashem to build the second base of Mikdash, and he promised him to be Galar Rosei Torah. Came in Shiyadushu, but Ba'isheni, the Ote Yosef Nevuah. So there's not going to be any Nevuah in Ba'isheni like me now, so how are they going to come to the secrets of Torah? Without Nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maftiach. Shafidu Shaloti Yashchina Yagil Lidei Rosei Torah. And it says that even though there was no Shechina in Bayis Sheni, the Ikar Torah of Ziva Vadara, the Hoyer Elba Bayis Sheni, the Ikar shine of Torah is in Bayis Sheni. So what's the promise of the primary splendor of Torah, the shine of Torah in Bayis Sheni? Instead of Ashuras HaShechina, instead of Nevuah that was in Bayis Rishon. So Rav Dessler, who was there at the same time as Rav Shmuel, right? He was Mashkiach and Panovich. Nayin Michtav Melioch, Chelek Aleph, page 1223. He says that Bayis Rishon, there was Zochel Alimar HaToy De Nevuah, Nevuah Mekabim Adei Hashpah Melamal Lamata. And in Bayis Sheni, it's going to be sealed off. So how are they going to come to Pnimi Yisator? Hashem says, don't worry. It's going to be a new derech, derech ha-melus b'torah. And that's how you're going to come to Pnimius HaTorah. Menachos, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, the toiling in Torah, that's how they're going to come to it. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, why do you have all the crowns on the letters? And Hashem showed him Rabbi Kiva, who darshans every crown. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what Rabbi Kiva was saying, and Rabbi Kiva said, no, it's halacha Moshe Misina, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt better. The explanation is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Makabel Torah de Nevuah, but Derech Ilo Letata. Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu is Makabel from above to below. Rabbi Akiva was Bayis Sheni. He darshan Melamata Lamalam Alidei Amelus B'Torah. He got to the same maskan as Moshe Rabbeinu. Just Moshe Rabbeinu had a Derech, a different Derech Halimud. Moshe Rabbeinu's Derech Halimud is from above to below. And the Heilig Rabbi Akiva was from below to above. He darshan the Osios. That's the Ziv. That's the Hadar of Torah. The Amelus B'Torah. That's the Ikar of Torah. And that's what we saw by Rabbi Shmuel. The Zivava Hadara Shel Torah B'Melot Tefalta. And even people not in the yeshiva, they would see how Rabbi Shmuel would walk down the street surrounded by his Talmidim. So that's what he was Marish. Not only the Torah of his Rabbeim, with all the depth, with all the tifkait, with all the hekef, but the dveikus, the mesikus of Torah. That was what he was machnas belev talmidov. The ziv, the hadar of Torah. And that's the great rechush that he leaves. It's a quote, the lashon of the Rav Chaim Friedlander, how he's mesayim the shmuz. Rav shemet v'nich talmido kamoto, talmidav kamoto einenu met. רבנו מת וניח תלמידים שהם מבחינת כמותו. כי בזה כל אחד לפי ערכו, כמו שנאמר בתנא דבאליהו, חי ועוד הם לא מר. אמוסה יגיעו מעשה למעשה אבויסה. אף על פי שמעשינו רחוקים ממעשה אבותינו. בכל זאת יש דרגות בבחינת הדמות למעשה אבות. וזה מה שאנו צריכים להתחזק עם כל הצער הגדול של דורנו. להתחזק באהבת תורה. ובעמל התורה הם יוצרים דבקותנו לתורה, שהוא זיווה והדרה של תורה. ובודו רבנו בחיי חיותו ידענו שהמקור נובע ויכולנו לספוג מהשפעתו. ועכשיו שאנו יתומים צריכים אנו להתחזק בעצמנו בעמלה של תורה ולקבל מאלה שקיבלו ממנו, כמו כן להשתדל להעביר לדורות הבאים את תורתו ואת מתיקות התורה ועמלה של תורה. ובזה נעשה נחת רוח לנשמתו של רבנו זכר צדיק לברכה. So he has Talmidim, he left like him. So he continues on. We just have to continue in his ways of Amelus Batar, Mesikas Atar, Behirus Atar, Amkus Atar. It's a beautiful mimer, he said, about the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe Kayadua held that the Hakamas HaMedina was the Maisa Satan. So Shmuel said, Amod Nezach. It's very weird. Gehargit dreimal sechs million Yidden is a Maisa Hashem. 6 million Jews were killed. That's God. That's an act of God. Geratavit dreimal yon Yidden, when 3 million Jews were saved, is a Maisa Satan. That's a Maisa Satan. He said, it's a madness. That's weird. 6 million are killed, that's God. But 3 million are saved, that's the Satan. Amad Nizach. All right, so those who aren't Satmars probably would agree with that. And Satmar is Satmar. You know, we thank them for all the chesed they do in the hospitals, and chesed they do in other ways, and all the Torah that they learn, and all the mitzvahs that they do. And the Nashgafa thing, okay. Well, leave that for God to decide. In the meantime, we're allowed to think what we think. Okay, Mariv Rabbeisa, I really hope there's a lot more to say about Rav Shmuel. So I'm hoping that in the future, it's so much fun to talk about him. So we'll talk about him more in the future, Mitzvah. Lina, thank you so much for listening. Special day. Chaf Zayin. B'Tibet Tammuz. The 44th Yahrzeit. 44 years since the Ptira of the great Gaon and Tzaddik, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. Also, just talk about his sitkus. He used to daven in shtibl, so he would start with one minyan. And then, you know, he couldn't keep up, obviously. They were davening, not obviously, but they were davening fast, but he would go slowly and whatever, get to wherever, get to Baruch Hu. And then he'd answer Baruch Hu, and then he couldn't daven Shemoneh Esrei with them, so he would join another minyan that was behind, and he would continue his davening, and then he could get up to Shemoneh Esrei with them, and then they also lapped him, passed him, and then he joined the third minyan, whatever the Seder was when he switched minyanim, but he kept switching minyanim so he could daven slowly at his pace and still do all, answer everything he's supposed to answer. Shows you his tzidkus. Anyway, mamish, you know, it's sevel that he suffered at the end of his life. It's mamish nogea l'lev. So I'm sure that he's in a tremendous, tremendous place in Gan Eden. He's being nana hana atzuma from Torah, from seeing the secrets of Hashem all day and all night. The greatest yeshiva that ever was, the Masifta Derakia. And he should go maila maila. Schus that we talk about him, it should be an ilu for his neshama and an ilu for our neshama. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.